This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 on the dot. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Now, a consumer advocacy group has warned that automakers are rolling out new vehicles that are increasingly vulnerable to hackers. And they are saying this could result in thousands of deaths in the event of a mass cyber attack.
Yeah, so this consumer watchdog conducted a study and released a report called Kill Switch. And it says cars connected to the internet are becoming the norm, but they pose a national security threat that people are not aware of. So the report says, based on a 5-month study with the help of more than 20 whistleblowers from within the car industry itself, and they concluded that hackers can attack an entire fleet at rush hour, which could leave about 3,000 people dead. And it also claims industry executives are aware of the risk but choose to put corporate profit ahead of safety, because apparently such technology in new vehicles give them some form of cutting edge in the market. So I don't know, but I'm sure I've seen this in some movie, maybe Lion King.
Oh, wow. Okay. Actually, this might be one of those cases where the car makers themselves at the top, they don't use cars that have the tech that's hackable. So they go back to the really old sedans, for example.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah. But one of the whistleblowers' quote in the report was, if you can control your car with a smartphone, anybody else can control over the internet. But some analysts argue, how is this different from any other feature that we can operate on our smartphones? Say, online banking, for example?
Yeah, so whistleblowers, they were saying you can control all sorts of aspects of your car from your smartphone. So this includes like starting the engine, starting the air conditioning, checking on its location, self-driving and all of that. But the contentious point is not the use of smartphone itself or the internet to empower this type of, you know, mobility and all that. But the reports say that the concern is there's no enough security or safety net or features to make these, you know, internet connectivity foolproof. So the report recommends that all connected vehicles should come with a, you know, some sort of like kill switch, and that all designs should completely isolate safety critical systems from internet connected infotainment systems or other networks. So they're not against such technologies, but they just want a kill switch, so to disconnect these cars from internet from hackers. So it's some sort of like, you know, firewall or something like that.
But just in case button.
Yeah, just in case button. Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I don't see the reason why we need a smartphone to start the engine. I mean, just start it the old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned way, yeah. That's the car man talking.
So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Tasik Corporation Berhad share price was surging today despite weak market sentiments. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the counter is still going strong and rose 24 cent today. And this is after HL Cement Malaysia Sdn Bhd raised the takeover price for the remaining shares of Tasik and the preference shares by 30 cent to 580 per share. So however, Tasik's preference share price is unchanged at 750. So HL Cement says the terms of the revised offer are final and there will be no any further revision. So Tasik Corp closed up 4.3% at 5.78.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.